Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting fifth. The DH, David Justice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Roberts hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Giles is hit by the pitch. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Giles moves to second. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomey strikes out. One out. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Justice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giles moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giles scores. Ramirez moves to third. Justice moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Justice scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Nelson Cruz now pitching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grissom hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Roberts moves to second. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Roberts moves to third. Giles moves to second. Tom Fordham now pitching. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tomey for the out. Roberts scores. Giles moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. One out. It's 5-0, Indians. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Justice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Justice strikes out. Two outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field. Cameron picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cameron. Giles scores. Ramirez scores. Williams moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robert McArdo pinch hits for Jorge Fabregas. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McArdo strikes out. One out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Robert McArdo now catching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Bip Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fordham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it and throws to second for the out. Martinez moves to third. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Thome reaches second base with a double. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McArdo is 0-for-1 in the game. McArdo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Roberts catches it and throws to first to double up Cameron. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ordonez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vizquel strikes out. 1 out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Giles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Durham, who tags Ramirez, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thome strikes out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Justice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Justice reaches second base with a double. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Justice scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bip Roberts now playing left field. Brian Giles now playing right field. Tony Fernandez now playing second base. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McArdo is 0-for-2 in the game. McArdo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ordonez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lyle Mouton now playing left field. Greg Norton now playing third base. Jeff Abbott now playing center field. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grissom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Indians. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roberts is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Manto pinch hits for Jim Thome. Jeff Darwin now pitching. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manto hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mudin. Manto reaches second base with a double. Roberts goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Indians. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Justice hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Manto now playing first base. Jeff Branson now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Manto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mario Valdez now playing first base. Chad Fonville now playing shortstop. Jeff Branson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Branson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Branson moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to second for the out. Branson moves to third. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roberts is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.